D.C. politics may be less polarized than the news would indicate. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Unless your farm caters to agro-tourists, you should be careful about hosting visitors who are not used to being around livestock or machinery. It poses a safety risk to them and a liability issue for you if your insurance doesn't cover persons outside of the farming operation. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The Farm Credit Council keeps a close watch on doings in Washington, and the council's head of government affairs says the political divide there may be exaggerated. Jenny Mezzero.
Despite what you hear coming on the news, there is a lot of cross-the-aisle cooperation on smaller issues that are still very important to individual states and individual districts.
The Farm Credit Council is the trade association representing the lending cooperatives within the farm credit system. Mezzero says the leadership positions have changed for both the House and Senate Ag Committees, and there are a lot of new faces overall in Congress.
Our number one goal at Farm Credit is to work with our agriculture partners to get a strong farm bill done. So that is increasing the farm safety net in the crop insurance space, as well as in the specialty crop insurance space. That's a huge priority. We want to make sure we've got strong commodity programs that are in place. We want to ensure that the investments that have been made in things like CRP that many of our producers take advantage of continue to be included, EQIP. We're also huge proponents of ensuring that FSA loan guarantee and direct lending programs are available for producers.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.